Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap, courtesy of Financial Services Online. In banking news today, Westpac Banking Corporation has put forth an important announcement regarding its ATM transactions. Acting to enhance financial security measures, Westpac intends to deactivate its cardless ATM withdrawals feature by 8 in the evening today. As a result of this shift, customers are advised to maintain their physical cards for cash withdrawals. While a fraction of customers have reacted negatively, voicing concerns of inconvenience, the changes enforce higher security standards, preventing ill-intended individuals from illicit intrusion. Westpac has called for updated online banking information from its customers in response to these changes. To wrap it up, it seems a fine balance is being drawn between leveraging cutting-edge technology and maintaining stringent security measures in the financial industry. In the realm of insurance, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, has recently vindicated broker Aon in a case lodged by a homeowner who argued that they were misinformed about emergency tree removal coverage. AFCA has ruled that Aon is not accountable for any misleading conveyance of information since they merely communicated details provided by the insurer. The situation is a reminder for consumers and businesses alike to deeply understand the terms of their insurance contracts. We stick with insurance for our next story, and there's some positive news coming from Capgemini's Sustainability Transformation Trends Survey. In an interesting turn, insurance companies are at the forefront of global sustainability efforts. The Financial Services Group, which includes retail banking and insurance, marked a significant leap with a 30-point rise in their sustainability index. Notably, our country, Australia, has excelled in this initiative, scoring a formidable 120 points. Cyril Garcia from Capgemini noted the crucial link of sustainability with cost efficiency in business strategies, endorsing the finance sector's key role in driving towards a sustainable future. Turning to the postal sector, it's unfortunately not the best news. Australia Post has reported an alarming 30% rise in traffic-related accidents among its drivers within just the last year. With 86 employees experiencing vehicle collisions last fiscal year, there's no doubt that these essential workers are facing growing dangers on the road. Considering this, recommendations lean towards enhanced road safety measures, more focused driver awareness campaigns, and rigorous safety training for postal staff. It's brought to light that we, as a community, share the responsibility of ensuring the safety of postal workers as we co-inhabit the roads with them, bringing attention to the integrity of delivering essential postal services across Australia. And that's your Financial Services News Wrap for today, Friday, October 11th. For further details on any of our stories or to explore our extensive range of services in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. Thank you for joining us.